You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live from the Right Side studios. All of the issues being covered, and we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, this is a time where I get to catch my breath, mute my mic, and sit back for a minute and take some notes, because Copper, she may run the boards and all that, but she's also got opinions, and she's good at sharing them. And so for the last, you know, year or so, she's been putting those opinions out there in what we call Copper's Corner. So without further ado, Miss Copper, the microphone is yours.
Copper's Corner, a safe space for hard truths.
Well, happy hump day, everyone. Now, I was excited to see that yesterday, NASA released the first photos from the James Webb Space Telescope. Now, I hadn't heard of this new telescope, but it is currently our highest tech telescope that we've developed to date, and it is replacing the Hubble telescope in a lot of capacities. Now, their most anticipated photo was taken of the far edge of the universe, and it displays thousands of swirling galaxies, which each look hardly larger than a star that you might see in a normal picture of the night sky. Kind of blows your mind. The Webb telescope can also identify which terrestrial planets, even thousands of light years away, contain water in their atmosphere, taking us one step closer to finding another planet that might be able to support human habitation. Now, these are groundbreaking discoveries, and even more exciting to those of us in North Alabama who are preparing to receive Space Force command. But every time space exploration hits the headlines, environmentalists love to complain that we're wasting time, money, and brain power looking beyond Earth when we should be saving nature from impending doom instead. This despite the fact that Biden happily released the photo a day early on Twitter and TV so he could share in the big moment. But I always wonder at the hostility of environmentalists when it comes to astronomical investigation. It's not as though we can only choose one. You can either do astronomy or either do environmentalism. And it's not as though they walk up to doctors or computer scientists and tell them to stop searching for a cancer cure or stop investigating how to make larger storage chips for our phones. Neither have anything to do with saving the environment. And in fact, mining the materials needed for computer technology can actually have negative consequences on the environment, or so they say. So why do they still buy the latest iPhone, but then go and complain when NASA releases groundbreaking research or Elon Musk creates reusable rocket parts? It seems like they're trying to make the same argument that conservatives make regarding illegal immigration. Why should we spend resources helping people who don't respect our country when there are so many of our own neighbors who need help and resources? So they're saying, why should we focus our efforts away from Earth when our own planet could use the help? Well, that's a completely false argument, and just goes to show how uninformed the average tree hugger is about how NASA's discoveries have impacted everyday life and advancement here on Earth. Speaking of that fancy iPhone, NASA paved the way for those tiny cameras. There are countless other benefits we've reaped. Cordless vacuums and drills, water filters, memory foam, even baby formula ingredients, freezer drying, and those new popular 3D printers, and so much more. But all these individual perks aside, NASA's investigation of other planets, their atmospheres, oceans, magnetic fields, and exposure to their suns has given us invaluable insight into understanding our own planet and its habitability. Environmentalists claim to model long-term thinking, telling people to spend more money on electric cars and solar panels now so we can preserve nature in the long run. Yet when it comes to grassroots business exploration, inventing sustainable machinery or scientific experiments that don't match up with their agenda and messaging, they want to ignore them. But not just ignore them, reject them and mock those who support such scientific advancements. I think that's what it comes down to, their messaging, the lifestyle and political goals behind these ideas. Because even if NASA didn't produce any tangible benefits, it's not as though exploring space stops us from studying Earth. Only a fraction of scientific pursuits look to the stars. It's not as though some invisible scale exists, and for each weight put in the realm of space, the balance is tipped out of Earth's favor. But those who dare to reach the moon, to imagine space colonies, and to look at some of the oldest light in the universe, reaching us just now from galaxies and galaxies away, those people model an entirely different attitude than that of environmentalists. We believe in taking risks to reach greater heights. We have a positive view of the future. We model the kind of thirst for knowledge seen in other golden ages in history, which saw explosions of art, technology, and new maps of the world. But environmentalists rely on a doomsday attitude in which we have no hope on a small scale. They have a chip on their shoulder and want to see people controlled, forced to accept their manner of structuring industry and growth. I fully believe that we should be good stewards of nature and constantly create better, less harmful ways to live and grow. So I wish I could agree with environmentalists, but I just cannot support their pessimistic approach and their use of fear to condone emergency powers. That's what it feels like. Why has the Democratic Party gotten so behind environmental causes? Because their approach articulates a crisis in a way that opens the door for someone big to have to come in and save the day. Government. And then even the average upper middle class hippie can feel powerful and like they're part of the ones in control when what they demand has become reality. They can't be a part of Elon Musk's dream or of our rocket scientists' efforts down the road in Huntsville. They can't feel like heroes or like they're controlling the populace with their superior high tower academia ideas. But our approach that truly looks to the long term, that looks to the stars, is the way that we will truly change Earth for the better. And I hope that we see more and more beautiful pictures like this and beautiful dreams that will make our planet better and safer. And that's Copper's Corner.
Hey, good stuff. And to boldly go where no man has gone before, right?
Indeed.
That's the thing. Copper, you may need to look to your door. I think there may be somebody walking in to see you right about now. Are they there?
Oh, they are.
Oh, did somebody just arrive with
Hello,
something for you?
Logan. Oh my goodness, he brought me flowers. Well,
I know. We just wanted to do that on the air for you. So Birdman agreed to be the delivery man to bring you flowers,
you.
Copper, because you've been with us for a year. You're part of the fabric of this show. You are much loved. And I know that things are transitioning here, and you're going to have bigger and better things, I'm sure. And anyway, the bottom line is you're not leaving without flowers, my friend.
Oh, thank you. So pretty. Carnations and lilies and a nice note. Thank you for your part in making the first year of Right Side Radio a success.
Outstanding.
Well,
make
you.
Make sure you tip the delivery man.
Wish I had chocolate on me.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. That's a great place to go to a break. But, yep, we love you, Copper.
And, thank you. It's been a fun ride.
Absolutely. Well, good deal. All right. Take us to the break. And by the way, good job, Birdman, getting up there and doing a flower delivery while we're on the air.
It was perfect timing.
I'm telling you. How cool is that? All right, folks, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.